So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a machlekes Rabbi Yishmael of Rabbi Kiva regarding tashlumi nezik, the quality of idus properties with which the mazik must reimburse the nizik. Rabbi Yishmael holds b'de nizik sheminan. The quality of idus is assessed according to the nizik's properties, because the pasuk meitav sedei refers to the nizik's properties. While Rabbi Kiva holds b'de mazik sheminan. The quality of idus is assessed according to the mazik's properties, because meitav sedei refers to the mazik's properties. The Gemara proceeds to ask, according to Rabbi Kiva, B'shaloi hein shaman, oi b'shal oilam hein shaman. Is the quality of idus assessed only according to the mazik's properties, or according to the majority of properties of the world? Do we say meitav sedei amrachman lemeutei din nizik? The word sedei excludes only the nizik's properties, but does not exclude the properties of the world, and b'shal oilam hein shaman, or lemeutei de almanami. The word sedei excludes all properties, and b'shaloi hein shaman. As Rashi explains, the distinction lies in the case of if the mazik owns both idis and ziburis, and his ziburis property is equivalent to the idis of the majority of the world. If bishalei hein shaman, only his idis is acceptable for tashlumin, but not his ziburis, because it's not the idis of the mazik's properties. But if bishalei lam hein shaman, then even his ziburis is acceptable because it is equal to the idis of the world. The Gemara attempts to resolve this question from a braisa regarding a person who is obligated to pay off three people: a nizik, a bal chayiv, a debtor, and his wife's ksuba. Hayla idis ubeinus v'ziburis. If he owns all three types of properties, nizakin be'idis, bal chayiv be'beinus, ksuba si'cha be'ziburis, each claimant collects the property to which they are entitled. The nizik collects idis, the bal chayiv collects be'inus, and the isha collects ziburis. Ein lo ele idis, kulam gevim be'idis. If he owns only idis properties, all collect from his idis properties. Likewise be'inus, kulam gevim be'inus, ziburis, kulam gevim ziburis. If he owns only idis ubeinis or only idis viziburis, nizakin beidis, balchay beksubis isha bebeinis o ziburis. The nizik collects idis, while both the balchay and isha collect either beinis or ziburis. Regarding the next case, there are contradicting braises. This braise continues that if he owns only beinis viziburis, nizakin balchay bebeinis, uksubis isha beziburis. Both the nizik and balchay collect beinis, while only the isha collects ziburis. A second braise, however, rules nizakin bebeinus, balchayv uksubis isha beziburis. Only the nizik collects beinus, while both balchayv and isha collect ziburis. The contradiction of these two braises is in the case of balchayv. According to the first braise, he collects from beinus as usual, and according to the second braise, he collects only from ziburis. The Gemara resolves this contradiction in four ways. There is no machlekes. They both hold bishaloi hein shaman. We assess according to the debtor's properties. However, the second braisa refers to where shelo hoisla idis umachra. He initially did not own idis. Therefore, the balchayv does not collect the beinus because at the time of the loan, it was the idis of the loiv's properties. And the balchayv does not collect from idis. And the first braisa refers to where shahoisla idis umachra. He initially did own idis, but then sold it. Therefore, the balchayv does collect from beinus because at the time of the loan, it was not the idis of the loiv's properties. Or, idv idi shelo hoisla idis umachra. They both hold bishal oilam hein shaman. We assess idis according to the properties of the world, and they both refer to where he did not own idis. However, the second braisa refers to dishavi bein nishaloi ki idis da'alma. His beinus is equal to the idis of the world. Therefore, the balchayv does not collect beinus because it's considered idis to which the balchayv is not entitled. And the first braisa refers to diloi shavi bein nishaloi ki idis da'alma. His beinus is of lesser quality than the idis of the world. Therefore, the Balchayv does collect beinus because it's considered beinus to which the Balchayv is entitled. Or, they both refer to a case in which the Leiv's beinus was equal to the beinus of the world and he has no idis. But they disagree in the above question. The second braisa holds b'shaloi hein shaman. The quality of idis is assessed only according to the Leiv's properties. Therefore, the Balchayv does not collect beinus because his beinus is considered idis since this is the best he has, and the Balchayv is not entitled to idis. While the first braisa holds bishal oilam hein shaman, the quality of idis is assessed according to the world. Therefore, the Balchayv does collect beinus because this property is beinus to which the Balchayv is entitled. Ravina says they disagree in the words of Ula, who says dvar Torah Balchayv b'ziburis. Midai raisa Balchayv collects only from ziburis, because the pasuk that refers to Balchayv's collection states, "Bachutz tamid, v'yesh asher atah neishabai, yaitzi alecha es ha'aver hachutza." The lever provides the Balchayv with collateral for the loan. Ma darka shalish lahaitzi, pachasha bekelim. A lever will definitely choose only his cheapest item. So too it is the lever's prerogative to pay with Zibura's property. Umatam amr balchayv bebeinis kedesh leitenol delis befnei lavan. However, the Rabbanan initiated that a balchayv collect from beinis so that people should not refrain from lending money to those in need. The second brisa does not hold of ulis takana, and the balchayv is not entitled to beinis, only to ziburis. While the first brisa holds of ulis takana, and the balchayv is entitled to beinis. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa regarding a person who is obligated to pay a nizik, a balchayv, and a ksuba, and he owned all three types of properties, idis, beinis, viziburis, in which each claimant had a shibut, a lien on his karka. Machar le'echad, oy le'shleish b'nei adam ke'echad, kulan nichnasu tachas ha'baylim. If he then sold all three properties to one person, or he sold them to three people simultaneously, each claimant collects from the property he was initially entitled to because their shibut preceded the sale. However, b'zachar zeh, kulan goyve min ha'achrin. If he sold them to three people separately, the three claimants can only collect from the property that was sold last, but not from the first two properties, because as Rashi explains, the Amar Hinach Nilach Makam Ligvis Mimenu. The first two Lakuchis claim that when they bought their properties, the Baalim still owned the third property. And Ein Nefram Nechasim Meshabadim, but Makam Shesh Bnei Charin, Vafalahin Ziburis. The Chum initiated that a creditor cannot confiscate property from a buyer if the debtor still owns a property, even if it's only Ziburis. Ein Loi, Gaiv Mishalafanav. Ein Loi, Gaiv Mishalifdefanav. If the last property is not sufficient for the three claimants, they can also collect from the second or even the first property. The Gemara elaborates on the Bryce's first halacha of Machan Le'echad, that this refers even to Beze'achar Zeh, if he sold them each separately, and even so Kulan Nichnasu Tachas Abaylam. Each claimant collects his property, and we don't say Kulan gave him an Achran. They collect only from the last property, because this is a case of Kukun Chalokach Idis Bachreina. The property sold last was the Idis, and the Bachayiv and Isha cannot claim this property even though it was B'nei Chayri when the first two became Mishabadim, because the Takan Sechachamim not to collect from sold properties was for the Lekeach sake. And the Oimer E.F. Shibit Takan Sechachamim Shemen Lai. The Lekeach can now reject the privilege that he receives through the Takan Sechachamim to pay with the B'nei Chayri, and instead pay the Bachayiv and Isha with the two Mishabadim properties that he also owns. The Gemara continues, Pshita, Machr Lekeach Beinis V'Ziburis V'Shayr Idis Lefanov. If afterwards Lekeach sold the first two Beinis and Ziburis properties, but kept the third Idis property, Leisu Kulu V'Ligvu Me'Idis Do'achreinahi. All the claimants collect from the Idis, and the Lekeach cannot now reject the Takan Schacham, because he does not own the two Mishabadim properties anymore. Aval Machr Idis V'Shayr Beinis V'Ziburis Mai. If the Lekeach sold only the third Idis, but kept the two Mishabadim properties, Abaye initially said, Asukulu gav me'idis. The claimants all collect from the second Lekeach's idis, but not from the first Lekeach's two Mishabadim properties, because he claims the third idis property was still B'nei Chayri when the first two became Mishabadim, and he does not reject the Takan Sechachamim now that he does not own the idis anymore. However, Rava disagrees and says the claimants can collect only from the first Lekeach's Mishabadim, but not from the second Lekeach's idis, because Ma Mocher Rishon L'Sheni calls Chul Shetav L'Yadai. The first Lekeach transferred to the second Lekeach all his privileges in the third Idis property. Therefore, just as the first Lekeach can reject the Takan Schacham to prevent them from taking the Idis, the second Lekeach can also reject the Takana and prevent them from taking the Idis.